Well, it's been another week, another nor'easter. The storms caused problems all over the area. And it's also made the commute on slick, snow-covered roads slower than molasses running uphill. If you happen to be driving uphill in Bangor, you weren't just slower, though, than molasses. You were actually driving on it, or more accurately, molasses-treated road salt. It's used to help keep salt stuck to road surfaces. A.J. Higgins has details.
As snowplow crews in Bangor work throughout the day to clear the roads, they turn to a product called Ice Be Gone, or IBG Liquid Magic, a molasses-based liquid that Public Works Director Dan Wadwell says provides more traction while using less salt. Wadwell says it's not exactly the sort of thing that you'd pour on your pancakes.
It's kind of brown. I didn't taste it or anything, but they tell me it's a molasses base.
Magic makes the salt adhere to road surfaces longer, eliminating the need for reapplications. Wadwell says it saves money and results in less sodium chloride runoff, raising the salinity levels in area streams and ponds. The key, he says, however, is to be prepared well before the first snowflake falls.
Before the storm, the last couple of days, we put a mixture of salt brine, of 70% salt brine and 30% magic, which is a magnesium chloride. It's got molasses with it. And so we put that on the roads to kind of help at the beginning of the storm.
And molasses isn't the only ice removal additive that would seem more at home in a kitchen cupboard than in a chemical laboratory. Some highway departments in Wisconsin use cheese brine. Others in North Carolina have added beer waste to their road salt. The Maine Department of Transportation has actually used beet juice in the past, says maintenance engineer Brian Byrne.
We basically were mixing it with a calcium chloride or with a salt brine. It worked out pretty well. It was a little more expensive. I think to haul the beet juice out here, it was like close to $3 a gallon, and we can buy the current product that we buy is called Magic Minus Zero, and that instead of using the beet sugars, it uses molasses. So it's the same concept, just a slightly different material.
Jonathan Rubin says these innovations are a welcome way to reduce the environmental effects of road salt. Rubin, the director of the Margaret Chase Smith Policy Center at the University of Maine, was the lead author of a 2010 report detailing road salt use in the state.
The key is to be smarter about this and use less by better management. And the Maine DOT is doing a good job in educating, but they only control certain, you know, Maine state roads. There's a huge amount of salt used on the municipal level and town level, and it's really about getting best practices out to all the towns and contractors to reduce salt to the bare minimum that's necessary for our clear roads.
In addition to cleaner water, Rubin says there are real financial incentives to use road salt strategically. Rubin says the annual road salt price tag for the DOT, the Maine Turnpike Authority, and the state's municipalities comes in at just under $100 million annually. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.